It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 500,000 Coloradans have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. Less than 2% of residents have received both doses of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine. About 8% have received one dose. Governor Polis says that's exciting, but that the state is a long way from being fully vaccinated.
That means we have the same tools we always have. While some people have personal protection through a vaccine, we all have to undertake the directions to wear a mask when we're around others, keep a distance, limit socializations, and we're moving in the right direction.
Polis says everyone over age 70 who wants a vaccine will get it by the end of this month. So far, white Coloradans have been vaccinated at higher rates than their black and Latino counterparts. Prosecutors in Denver have charged three teenage boys with murder for their alleged roles in a house fire that killed five people last summer. Two children were among the victims. Kevin Bowie and Gavin Seymour, who were both 16, face 60 criminal charges. The Denver DA has charged them as adults. A 15-year-old faces 47 charges in the case. He will be charged as a juvenile. A Colorado court has dismissed a pro-business group's effort to change how the state reports ozone emissions along the Front Range. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
A group called Defend Colorado wanted the Air Quality Control Commission to tell the EPA the state wasn't meeting federal ozone standards because of wildfires and international emissions. The group sued after the commission did not grant it a public hearing. The State Court of Appeals dismissed the lawsuit last week, saying the commission did not have the legal authority to change the ozone data and was not obligated to hold a public hearing before it certified numbers for the federal government. Defend Colorado did not respond to requests for comment. The commission declined to comment. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Today will be mostly sunny along the Front Range, and there's snow in the mountains tonight and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.